This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Edge Energy Drink. Grab the energy drink that gives me the edge with the best ingredients, low pH levels, delicious, and zero aftertaste. Order it at myedgedrink.com.
My German Shepherd faced off against an opossum almost as big as he is. You know, I had a German Shepherd, a white German Shepherd named Dandy. Now, remember, I'm 55 years old, okay? So I got Dandy when I was like maybe 7 years old, 6 years old, and he grew up with me for 14 years or something like that. Lived a really long life. And again, old kind dog, okay? This is something that would never, I think about it nowadays, and I cringe a little bit because it was a different world then, right? First of all, my dog lived outside. I have 5 dogs now. Not one of them. They go outside to take a dump. They don't go outside. Okay? My dogs, I would never, ever maintain a dog outside. Ever. That is just flat out cruel. Okay? But 50 years ago, 45 years ago, the world was a difference. I'm sure people still keep some dogs outside. Whatever. Anyway, that dog must have killed 5 or 6 possums. Yeah. We had this old garage that must have been built in the 1940s or something, because the house we lived in was one of those old ass houses. I mean, like the kind that they don't build anymore. You know, it's like you would tear down those walls, and those walls were like concrete. It had like some fence. It had like some steel poles and more concrete and more fencing and more filler. And like walls are like, they don't even build any walls like that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Just like you needed a sledgehammer, and you were there working all day long, baby, to knock down a wall, those kind of walls. And so it had this old kind of garage in the back, and we had to destroy that garage too when we first got there. But there were possums all the time. And now that I think about it, you know, back after, that dog could have picked up all kinds of diseases. Now, didn't. That dog, you know, my mom used to just give it bones all the time too. And he would eat the bones and bury the bones and then come back, and you see a bone that you gave him like 2 months ago, and he'd show up with it and like, holy crap. And our backyard was like 3/4 of an acre. So it was a big ass backyard for him. So he was able to roam and terrorize and all kinds of stuff. But I think about it now, how that dog lived for 14 years. You know what I mean? And it was those blue kennel ration cans and any leftovers. That's how he was fed. That can and the leftovers. And he lived 14 years. You know what I mean? Great dog, man. God, I love that dog. His name was Dandy. I called him Dandy because we had when we were young, there was something called Dandy Bread. It's probably still around, right? And so Dandy Bread, obviously white. And he was a white German Shepherd. So it was so cool. You never really saw white German Shepherds. And man, what a tough son of a bitch was that dog. And when I think of the life he lived, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It was just like, wow. Different world, man. Different world. And as an only child, that dog was kind of your best friend at times. Because when everybody was gone from the neighborhood, anybody that's an only child, you know what I'm talking about. When all your friends have gone out, whatever, weekend here, there, one went with the parents, the other went somewhere, and you've noticed like, wow, dude, oh man, nobody's around this weekend. You know, you had your dog always to play with and screw around, and that dog will always have an incredibly special, you know, part, like all my dogs, but I think about the life that he lived compared to like the spoiled life that I have my dogs live now. And my dogs sleep on leather couches, live in AC, You know what I'm saying? Like they don't struggle for anything. You know what I'm saying? I like our dogs are spoiled. Okay. Spoiled. And we love it that way. My wife and I wouldn't have it any other way. But man, Dandy, wow. God bless him. God bless him.